There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The following is a special KMOX sports presentation.
Welcome to the Strike Zone on KMOX. Presented by Graybar. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
We do welcome you in. It is a special Strike Zone hour of a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. In some form or fashion, I am with you until 8 o'clock this evening, about an hour from now, right around 7 o'clock or so. We will pause from Sports Open Line to listen in to the president as he addresses the nation on his decision to drop out of the race. But outside of that, we're talking sports between now and 8 o'clock. As always, if you want to join the program, you can do so by calling, texting, tweeting 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. Tweet at Matt Pauly on air. MattPauley on air. Something that I do on days of Cardinals day games, because if you listen to the Cardinals day games, you know that we don't do the full extended extra inning show. We wrap that up pretty quick and get you to the DGS. So on days like this, I try to take at least one segment and open it up if anybody wants to call in to talk talk Cardinals, but taking phone calls and text messages and tweets, just to always try to do that on these days where we don't give you that opportunity on the extra inning show. And we're actually going to do that in the next segment. So if you've got thoughts on what happened today with the Cardinals, we will certainly interact with you. Bummer of a game today. And it was one of those games where it almost felt like it was over before it even started. Matthew Liberatore gives up four runs in the second inning. That was all she wrote. The Cardinals just could not get anything done offensively. Six hits. They had base runners, though. That's the thing. They had the six hits, plus they drew nine walks. That's a lot of walks to not score a single run. But that was the case today. Two things really kind of jumped out at me after this one today. First off, and I tweeted this, and it actually got a lot of interaction today. I'm frustrated with the way the Cardinals handle situations where they need basically a sixth starter. And sometimes a sixth starter is a bullpen game, and that's what it was today. And to me, it just feels like there's got to be a better answer. There's got to be somebody at AAA who you trust to be that guy that you can call up in situations like this. I thought that was going to be Gordon Graceffo, because Graceffo got that opportunity a few weeks ago, but then when he pitched, they treated it just like a bullpen game. He was done after a very short amount of time, and it didn't really feel like he got that legit true opportunity to be a starter in that game, and he's been starting at AAA, and that's whether it's Gordon Graceffo, whether it's somebody else who's at AAA, just somebody who has stretched out and you can call on to be that sixth starter. Now, this kind of blew up a little bit on social media today, and one of the responses talked about something that Katie Wu from The Athletic had reported, because she tweeted, and this was her tweet prior to the game, quote from Katie, "I understand the angst with the bullpen day. They've had a lot, many in the first half, avoidable. Today was not. The argument of simply calling up a spot starter from AAA is actually not that simple. Options and the days a player is ineligible following factor in too." She's right. I can't disagree with what she said there. But taking a step back, and what I can wish that they went in a different direction on, is better positioning themselves. So those very legitimate reasons that the bullpen day was needed today, where those reasons don't really exist anymore. And you can construct the 40-man roster in a different way. You can construct your active roster in a different way. And I would also push back on this, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Kyle Leahy, who's done a really nice job, a guy who had, with all due respect to him, I don't think anybody had any expectations for him being really a contributing member to the Cardinals. And he's had some really, really nice moments. So I don't say this to dismiss his impact on the team, but I would say getting a guy in today who can be a conventional starter, if the cost of that move is 10 days without Kyle Leahy, I think it's worth it. I do. Because there are a bunch of other guys at AAA who are very similar in production as Kyle Leahy. We've seen guys get called up from AAA. There's guys there. So if you have to roll with a bullpen that doesn't include Kyle Leahy for 10 days because you want to start a Gordon Graceffo today, I'm okay with that. I'm not saying there's no negatives involved. Losing Leahy for 10 days, that there could be a chance that could impact you. But I do think the positives outweigh the negatives. First off, giving you more of an opportunity in this game today. Now, the cynics and the people who disagree with me will say, well, you can't win if you don't score runs. Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing. In a game that the team lost 5-0, maybe I should be focused more on the lack of run scoring than the lack of starting pitching. But it's also, the Cardinals have been a better offensive club. Up until this series, they had arguably been the best offense in Major League Baseball in the month of July. Now, they obviously very much quieted down here against Pittsburgh, scoring 1, 2, and no runs respectively. You're scoring 3 runs in 3 days. You're not going to win many games. Honestly, they're lucky. You score 3 runs in 3 days, you're lucky to win a single game. And that's what they were able to do. But there's been so many times where we've seen these bullpen-type games, and I think there's a better answer. It impacts, and not so much on this one because there's an off day coming up tomorrow, but when you have these bullpen games and a year where the bullpen has already been overused, it hurts you that way going forward. It hurts you with Matthew Liberatore because he's a left-handed pitcher who's been really good out of the bullpen, and the Cardinals need help out of the bullpen from a left-handed standpoint, and you haven't been able to use Libby each of the last 2 days because of that. If they were playing tomorrow, he wouldn't be available tomorrow. We'll see if he's available Friday or not. He probably is. But when you take a guy who can be a really big part of the bullpen and make him your spot starter, you lose him for some days as well. So there's so many. And so going back to the Kyle Leahy thing, would you rather not have Kyle Leahy for 10 days or would you rather not have Matthew Liberatore for like 4 days? And I think you'd rather not have Kyle Leahy. I think Matthew Liberatore can be a big-time impact relief pitcher, and just taking him taking him out of availability for a few days is not something that I'm a fan of. From an offensive standpoint, I think today and what the Cardinals have done against left-handers, it continues to augment the point that I've made, that I thought when Ivan Herrera was healthy, he needs to be on the roster. He's a right-handed bat with pop. He can provide some damage. I am not trying to discount whatsoever the defensive impact that Pedro Páez has had on this team. He's been really good defensively. It's been fun to watch. We didn't know a lot about this guy before this year. He has acclimated himself incredibly well as a major league catcher. in what I am saying in no way, shape, or form is this an anti-Pedro Páez comment, but it is a pro-Ivan Herrera comment. That's a bat that has at times been a really important bat for this team. That's a guy who was hitting cleanup at times earlier this season, and he's a right-handed bat. And you don't have a lot of those guys producing right now. And when you face off against left-handers like they did today, you see the issues that they have. So those were my two big takeaways from the game today. If you would like to chime in on this, we welcome your phone calls, your text messages, and your tweets. 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can also tweet at me if you'd like, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. We're back with more. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line. It's a Strike Zone Hour right here on KMOX.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Welcome back to the Strike Zone on KMOX. Presented by Graybar. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
It's a Strike Zone hour of a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley. Again, just a programming note for you. In about 40 minutes at 7 o'clock, we're going to step away from Sports Open Line to listen in to the president address the United States. After he wraps up, we'll be back with Sports Open Line until 8 o'clock this evening. So if that sort of thing doesn't interest you and you go away, well, you don't have to go away. You can listen for a little bit. But most importantly, come back because we will wrap things up with Sports Open Line here going into the 8 o'clock hour. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. You can tweet at me as well, at Matt Pauley on air. Let's grab our first phone call. Don has given us a call. Hey, Don, you're on Sports Open Line.
Hi, Matt. Hey. I've got a couple of questions for you. Personally, I think they need to get rid of Libertor and Gallegos and Dylan Carlson. I just don't think these three players are going to help the Cardinals. And the other thing that bothers me is they had nine walks in that game today and couldn't score a run against a junk ball pitcher in Perez. Yep. Martin Perez. And he was 1-5 coming into this baseball game today. Seems like the only one he can pitch well is against the Cardinals, and the Cardinals don't do well against left-handers. They need to go out and get a right-handed bat to solidify that lineup, because right now they have no right-handed hitters that can hit left-handers. So I want you to comment on that, Matt, and you have a good evening.
No, hold on. Are you still there? Don't go. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Do you like, because I want to follow up with you on the Liberatore thing. Do you like Liberatore as a relief pitcher?
He's a good reliever, but he's not a starter. That's all I'm going to say about it, because every time they put him out there, he gets blown up out there, and it seems like he gets confused and can't throw strikes, and he gives up runs. And I mean, you're not going to win with the guy if he's starting the game. It's one thing to have him in the bullpen, and he does a nice job in the bullpen, but he's not a starter, Matt. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, because when you came on, you said you don't think he should be on the roster, and I don't think he should be starting games. I think he has shown that he should be a reliever, but I just wanted to get some clarification from you, because I've liked the job that he's done as a relief pitcher.
Okay, I agree with you there. He's done a decent job as a reliever.
Okay, appreciate the phone call. His splits, by the way, as a reliever, 1-1, 3.62 ERA, 2.35 average against, 23 strikeouts, 32 and a third innings pitch, 12 walks as a starter, 6.35 ERA, couple losses in there in his six starts. 21 strikeouts in 22 innings, 8 walks. So I really like him as a relief pitcher. And it really kind of bums me out for that bullpen. Is it's happened way too often where he has been set up for a spot start, and all of a sudden a bullpen that is already overworked has one less guy available in it because you got to hold Liberatore back getting ready for his start. So he, you know, they didn't really need him the last 2 days, but they maybe yesterday, you know, when JoJo Romero came in, maybe that's a spot for Matthew Liberatore if he's available. That's been the big thing with me when it comes to Liberatore, because when he starts a game, you lose him. You lose his arm out of the bullpen for a few days because of it, and I don't like that. As far as Gallegos goes, now, if I'm being really blunt about it, of all the guys in the bullpen right now, Gallegos is probably the guy who I have the least amount of confidence in. And he just has not shown the ability, especially in games that are tight and high leverage type games, he has not shown the ability to record outs. And that's obviously a problem. All that being said, there is a role in the bullpen for a mop-up guy. That's a good thing to have. Somebody who can just go eat innings, and he has shown the ability to do that. He had the two scoreless today. Since coming back, let's see. So he has been his first game back was June 26th. Let me run the numbers real quick on what Gallegos has done here on this current stint since returning from the injured list, because it's respectable. Yeah, more than respectable. Since June 26, small sample size, it's 7 games, and he's not pitching in high leverage. But in the 7 games since coming back from the injured list, dating back to June 26th, in 7 games he has a 1.80 ERA. He has allowed 2 runs on 7 hits in 10 innings with a 200 average against. That's fine. He's doing his job. Now, the more wide-ranging implication of Gallegos' spot on the roster is the obvious and clear discomfort that the Cardinals have in putting him in high leverage spots. They're just not putting him for the most, unless they have no other option, they are not putting him in tight games. He is pitching in the lowest of the low leverage spots available. So in many ways, you play a man down out of the bullpen on those days. That if you're playing a tight game, and we all know the Cardinals play a ton of tight games, if you're playing a tight game, you've got one less guy in the bullpen because there is a discomfort with Gallegos. I would also remind you, and look, I don't have a lot of confidence in Gallegos right now. If he were to come in the game in a one-run game, I would not love that decision. But I would also remind folks how good Gallegos has been in his career, how good of a Cardinal he's been, how willing he has been to take the ball on an every single day basis. And if there is any possibility that you can get that version of Gallegos back, you do what you need to do to make it happen. So if this role that he's in right now is eventually going to lead to him being kind of more of a functioning member of the bullpen, then you deal with it for a little while. I don't know if they're on that path. I wouldn't even try to argue that they are on that path, but I'll at least leave open the possibility that they are on that path. As far as Dylan Carlson goes, I think coming up on the trade deadline, he's got to be somebody that they're going to be that's going to be out there. I don't know when Tommy Edman's going to return. Nobody knows when Tommy Edman's going to return. He is scheduled to play tonight for Springfield. I don't know if they've... I'll go look at the minor league scoreboard at this break. I don't know if they've gotten started yet. I assume it's a 7 o'clock game, but I'll check on that and follow up on it a little bit more in just a bit. But there, to me, there's not really a spot on the roster for both Tommy Edman and Dylan Carlson. Another phone call. Kevin has given us a call. Hey, Kevin, you're on Sports Open Line.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to be a little radical here and throw out a crazy idea because I think it's kind of fun to talk about on Sports Open Line, okay? So I think the Cardinals' best lineup includes Michael Ciani in center field and Burleson at first base and Goldie coming off of the bench. Based on production after more than a half of the season, I like Ciani's defense. I like what he brings in terms of energy and excitement to the game. He's produced more offensively than anybody expected. And Burleson could hit. And so I throw that out there as a crazy idea. I like your comment on it and see how people react to that.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. I think a lot of people are listening to that and probably don't think it's as crazy of an idea as you think, because that sort of thing has been not the see. You didn't say anything crazy about Ciani in center field. He's their everyday center fielder. Like, and I don't, even if Tommy Edman returns, that's not changing. Michael Ciani is the everyday center fielder for the Cardinals and is going to remain that way for the foreseeable future. So I'm going to take that part of your argument and kind of place it to the side, because that part of it is absolutely already happening. Taking Goldschmidt out, he has struggled here over the last couple days, for sure. You know, yesterday especially was not a good day for him. Today he had the double. He goes 1-for-4 today with the double, but nobody's... It's a double. It's a 1-for-4, right? Like that. It's a day where you don't score any runs, so that's as good of a moment that you had in the game. I was a lot more optimistic about him a couple weeks ago. Even less than that, you know, he had that home run in the Atlanta series, followed that up with a two-hit day, first day of the Pittsburgh series. But, man, he just didn't look good yesterday. And he was against Paul Skeens, so give credit where credit is due. But the 0-for-3 with three strikeouts yesterday, I keep looking at that OPS. He doesn't need to be an 800-plus OPS guy. That it'd be great if he was that. He's been that much of his career. He doesn't have to be that. But he's got to be a 700-plus OPS guy. You know, people always push back on me when I say, you know what, if he's got like a 750 OPS, that's good enough. Good enough. And I always get like text messages from people saying how that's way below average. It's actually, in the offense is way down this year in Major League Baseball. So 750 OPS. Now, when you're talking about a former MVP playing at first base, again, I'm not going to tell you it's great. I'm not going to tell you it's good. But I'll tell you, it's good enough, and it's better than a lot of other pieces that you could have. But he's got to be better than what he's done in the month of June, where his OPS is under 670, 25 strikeouts and 77 at-bats. So he's striking out about 1 out of 3 at-bats. It's got to be better. They've dropped him in the order. They believe in him, and they believe that he's putting in the work and that he's eventually going to get going again. But obviously, there becomes a point in the season where the most important thing is just finding a way to win a game, and you go with the grouping that's going to give you the best shot at that. So, I'm not ready to throw Goldschmidt away yet. There's a lot of fans who are. I still leave open the possibility that he can turn things around and be, you know, kind of an above-average baseball player this year at the plate. But what he has done here recently absolutely has been a little bit startling. And again, I look at that OPS and I see under 670 in the month of July, and that's just not going to do it. And it was at 640 in the month of June. I mean, you just look at it month after month after month. His best month in terms of OPS this year was May, and it was 680. That's not going to get it done. All right, we're going to switch gears. There are reports that are indicating the NFL is likely to go to an 18-game schedule. Is that good? Is that bad? Former NFL tight end Ed Smith is going to join us in just a moment or so. We'll talk through that. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you till 8 o'clock this evening. We'll jump back into Cardinals baseball coming up in just a little while, but right now we will switch gears, talk a little NFL football. Why? Well, the rumors out there as NFL training camps are getting started is that the NFL is hell-bent right now on adding another game to the regular season, going to an 18-game regular season. That means they would have to amend the current collective bargaining agreement and to talk through that and all things NFL. Welcome in one of our favorite people to talk football with. He is a former NFL tight end. He is Ed Smith. You follow him on Twitter at Ed Smith Speaks. Ed, always great to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Matt. Appreciate you having me on, Matt.
Hey, as somebody who played in the NFL for a good number of years, you went through that grind. It was 16 games when you were there. They've already gone to 17. How much more of a toll on the body would there be if the NFL does eventually get to an 18-game season?
Well, Matt, when people ask me what it was like to play in the NFL, I always tell them, I give them the analogy of imagine being in a car crash, a single car crash, once a week, driving 50 miles an hour, no seatbelt, just driving into a brick wall, and imagine the type of damage that does to you. And it's just imagine doing that on a weekly basis for 17, and you have to count training camp and everything else as well, 20, 24 weeks in a row. Just imagine doing that and how your body would feel. And then somebody asking you to do it an additional week. To me, it's like, I don't understand how much, the money is out there. We know this is all about the money, but quite honestly, I would, if the players are smart, they would vote against this, but obviously, you know what's going to happen. They're going to throw enough money and whatever they ask for as far as little trinkets, and it's going to get done. But it's one of those things, Matt, where, I just don't, you can only take the human body so far as punishment, and they're just adding on top. And it's just, I think it would be a big mistake.
From a money standpoint, do you think the NFL would have to, because it can't just be just one more game check, right? It has to be legitimately more than that. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. And if the players union is smart, when the owners make up their mind and they start leaking things to the press, we all know that they're basically greasing the floor because it's time to dance and let's get this figured out. If the players are smart, they would go for things that the owners are. For me, Matt, they should go for some portion of their salaries being guaranteed.
Yeah.
We all know that NBA, MLB, fully guaranteed contracts. There's no way they're going to go fully guaranteed for every player on an NFL roster. But if the players are smart, I would hold out for, if you release a player at middle of the season or when his contract becomes backloaded, you should pay a portion of that, 40, 50%, whatever it is. They've got to get more than just some of the things I've heard in terms of we want all grass fields and, we're going to get an extra game check. And some of the small things, maybe throw an extra bye week in there. Those are things that, those should be on top of the major thing that you ask for. And for some reason, the current players don't see it. And they're constantly getting, run by these owners when they throw these things out there.
Is it challenging the separation within the players in the NFL where you're going to have these established veterans that have played 7-8 years or more compared to the guys, the average NFL career is less than 3 years. So if somebody gets three extra game checks over a three-year career, that's going to be a lot more money for them. How do the players go about trying to represent both the guys who are completely vested and have lots of money and don't need that extra game check versus the guys who might be more willing to jump all in on this because a single game check could mean so much more for them overall?
Yeah, you said it right, Matt. It's basically a formula is divide and conquer. Every team has a couple reps that they bring into the meetings along with the NFLPA president, and they throw the information out there and they start, throwing their cards on the table. We'll give you this. We'll get it. And by the time it's all said and done, the reps are doing their job in terms of coming back to the group of players. But, like I said, you got two representing the other 50-plus. They come back, they give them the information, And in most instances, all the players, the young, especially the young guys or the guys who are holding on, just trying to make sure they get another game in NFL, all they're hearing is they're going to give us an extra check or, you know, boost our salaries, and that's more money for now. And, I mean, the next thing you know, hey, the vote goes out. Yeah, we'll do it. And, you know, the owners are walking away smiling because they've gotten us again. But it is a form of divide and conquer. You know, the older guys, they're trying to make sure they finish off strong. The younger guys just want to get an extra taste. And like I said, the owners know this. So when they throw their proposals out there, you know, like I said, the players should be stronger in terms of what they're asking for. They should have a list of demands, and if you don't meet them, at least one or two of them, then we're not bargaining. But they never go that route.
You would think this would be a good time for the players to start negotiating this because you're still fairly early on in the CBA. So they don't have to change anything. This isn't like it's a normal CBA negotiation period. So to me, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but to me, it feels like the players would actually have the advantage because there was nothing forcing them to agree to 18 games.
You would think, Matt, and I'm right there with you, because there's nothing like the players should be like, they should literally say, why are we even entertaining this unless we get everything we want and above? And there's no reason for us to even discuss it. We do have the upper hand. But somehow the owners always figure out whatever it is, throw a carrot or two out there, and then next you know the players are all salivating, and the next you know they're voting on something that they should have taken their time to consider. And before you know it, something is ratified, and here we are. I was surprised at how quickly they got to 17. And now, just in a matter of a couple of years, you're already entertaining 18? That makes no sense to me at all.
We're talking with former NFL tight end Ed Smith. Ed, I've never asked you about this, and I'll let you go on this, but here in St. Louis, the UFL, formerly the XFL, is a really big deal. The Battlehawks lead the UFL in attendance by big, big, big numbers. Other markets have not quite been as quick to adapt. And you're somebody who you played in NFL Europe. You spent some time in the original XFL back in 2001. Do you like and do you believe in the future of spring football and what we're currently seeing right now with the UFL?
I do. I just think it's a matter of finding the right cities. You know, when I played in the XFL back, the original one, back in 2001, we had a team in Birmingham, and it didn't quite, you know, when you're battling college football, and I know it was the offseason, but that was like college football territory, and it didn't quite hit in Birmingham, and interest was lost quickly. I think what they have to do is find out some type of formula. Well, we got, you know, 8 to 10 cities that they're just starving for. And we all know that St. Louis was a city that was robbed of its NFL franchise. So having some sort of football back there is exciting for the fans. So somehow, some way, because I do think you can use spring football as some type, you know, just like NFL Europe was back in the day. You know, send some talent there, get them some work, almost like minor leagues. But you know, I do think it's possible. So you just have to find the right cities, and you can't get stuck on one city or the other. If it's not working somewhere, you might have to, the next year or two, find another city. You got to find that nice mix. But I do think it's an option that can work. And I took a piece.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you till 8 o'clock this evening. We'll jump back into Cardinals baseball coming up in just a little while, but right now we will switch gears, talk a little NFL football. Why? Well, the rumors out there as NFL training camps are getting started is that the NFL is hell-bent right now on adding another game to the regular season, going to an 18-game regular season. That means they would have to amend the current collective bargaining agreement and to talk through that and all things NFL. Welcome in one of our favorite people to talk football with. He is a former NFL tight end. He is Ed Smith. You follow him on Twitter at Ed Smith Speaks. Ed, always great to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Matt. Appreciate you having me on, Matt.
Hey, as somebody who played in the NFL for a good number of years, you went through that grind. It was 16 games when you were there. They've already gone to 17. How much more of a toll on the body would there be if the NFL does eventually get to an 18-game season?
Well, Matt, when people ask me what it was like to play in the NFL, I always tell them, I give them the analogy of imagine being in a car crash, a single car crash, once a week, driving 50 miles an hour, no seatbelt, just driving into a brick wall, and imagine the type of damage that does to you. And it's just imagine doing that on a weekly basis for 17, and you have to count training camp and everything else as well, 20, 24 weeks in a row. Just imagine doing that and how your body would feel. And then somebody asking you to do it an additional week. To me, it's like, I don't understand how much. I mean, the money is out there. We know this is all about the money. But quite honestly, I would, if the players are smart, they would vote against this. But obviously, you know what's going to happen. They're going to throw enough money and whatever they ask for as far as little trinkets, and it's going to get done. But it's one of those things, Matt, where, I just don't. You can only take the human body so far as punishment, and they're just adding on top. And it's just, I think it would be a big mistake.
From a money standpoint, do you think the NFL would have to, because it can't just be just one more game check, right? It has to be legitimately more than that. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. And if the players union is smart, when the owners make up their mind and they start leaking things to the press, we all know that they're basically greasing the floor because it's time to dance and let's get this figured out. If the players are smart, they would go for things that the owners are. For me, Matt, they should go for some portion of their salaries being guaranteed. Yeah. We all know that NBA, MLB, fully guaranteed contracts. There's no way they're going to go fully guaranteed for every player on an NFL roster. But if the players are smart, I would hold out for, if you release a player at middle of the season or when his contract becomes backloaded, you should pay a portion of that, 40, 50%, whatever it is. They've got to get more than just some of the things I've heard in terms of we want all grass fields and, we're going to get an extra game check. And some of the small things, maybe throw an extra bye week in there. Those are things that, those should be on top of the major thing that you ask for. And for some reason, the current players don't see it. And they're constantly getting, run by these owners when they throw these things out there.
Is it challenging the separation within the players in the NFL where you're going to have these established veterans that have played 7-8 years or more compared to the guys, the average NFL, you know, career is less than 3 years. So if somebody gets three extra game checks over a 3-year career, that's going to be a lot more money for them. How do the players go about trying to represent both the guys who are completely vested and have lots of money and don't need that extra game check versus the guys who might be more willing to jump all in on this because a single game check could mean so much more for them overall?
Yeah, you said it right, Matt. It's basically a formula is divide and conquer. Every team has a couple reps that they, you know, they bring into the meetings along with the NFLPA president, and they throw the information out there and they start, you know, throwing their cards on the table. We'll give you this. We'll get it. And by the time it's all said and done, the reps are doing their job in terms of coming back to the group of players. But, you know, like I said, you got two representing the other 50-plus. They come back, they give them the information, and in most instances, all the players, especially the young guys or the guys who are holding on, just trying to make sure they get another game in NFL, all they're hearing is they're going to give us an extra check or, you know, boost our salaries, and that's more money for now. And, I mean, the next thing you know, hey, the vote goes out. Yeah, we'll do it. And, you know, the owners are walking away smiling because they've gotten us again. But it is a form of divide and conquer. You know, the older guys, they're trying to make sure they finish off strong. The younger guys just want to get an extra taste. And like I said, the owners know this. So when they throw their proposals out there, you know, like I said, the players should be stronger in terms of what they're asking for. They should have a list of demands. And if you don't meet them, at least one or two of them, then we're not bargaining. But they never go that route.
You would think this would be a good time for the players to start negotiating this because you're still fairly early on in the CBA. So they don't have to change anything. This isn't like it's a normal CBA negotiation period. So to me, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but to me, it feels like the players would actually have the advantage because there was nothing forcing them to agree to 18 games.
You would think, Matt, and I'm right there with you, because there's nothing like the players should be like, they should literally say, why are we even entertaining this unless we get everything we want and above? And there's no reason for us to even discuss it. We do have the upper hand, but somehow the owners always figure out whatever it is, throw a carrot or two out there, and then next you know, the players are all salivating and the next thing you know, they're voting on something that they should have taken their time to consider. And before you know it, something is ratified, and here we are. I was surprised at how quickly they got to 17. And now, just in a matter of a couple years, you're already entertaining 18? That makes no sense to me at all.
We're talking with former NFL tight end Ed Smith. Ed, I've never asked you about this, and I'll let you go on this, but here in St. Louis, the UFL, formerly the XFL, is a really big deal. The Battlehawks lead the UFL in attendance by big, big, big numbers. Other markets have not quite been as quick to adapt. And you're somebody who you played in NFL Europe. You spent some time in the original XFL back in 2001. Do you like and do you believe in the future of spring football and what we're currently seeing right now with the UFL?
I do. I just think it's a matter of finding the right cities. You know, when I played in the XFL back, the original one, back in 2001, we had a team in Birmingham, and it didn't quite, you know, when you're battling college football, and I know it was the offseason, but that was like college football territory, and it didn't quite hit in Birmingham, and interest was lost quickly. I think what they have to do is find out some type of formula where we got, you know, 8 to 10 cities that they're just starving for it. And we all know that St. Louis was a city that was robbed of its NFL franchise. So having some sort of football back there is exciting for the fans. So somehow, some way, because I do think you can use spring football as some type, you know, just like NFL Europe was back in the day. You know, send some talent there, get them some work, almost like minor leagues. But, you know, I do think it's possible. So you just have to find the right cities, and you can't get stuck on one city or the other. If it's not working somewhere, you might have to, the next year or two, find another city. You got to find that nice mix. But I do think it's an option that can work. And I took a peek at it a little bit this year, and it was entertaining. I hope they do figure out a way to keep it going, Matt.
Do you have any memories specifically of playing in St. Louis?
A lot of people don't know this. My first team I ever signed with was the Rams, St. Louis Rams, and I went all the way through camp. I was one of the very last cuts before I went to Washington that year. I remember, you know, being a former baseball player at my first ever, you know, preseason game in St. Louis in the Dome there. I played with some real talent on that Rams team. So I enjoyed the city. I enjoyed my first experience there. You know, played 4 preseason games, and wish it would have worked out where I would have stayed there that year. But that's one of those little hidden facts. I don't know if a lot of people know, but I was actually almost a St. Louis Ram back in 96.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm glad you said that. Next time we have you on, let's talk a little bit more about that, because I would love to get your memories of that training camp.
Sounds good, Matt. Appreciate you having me on, Matt.
You bet, Ed. Thank you so much. That's a former NFL tight end and former St. Louis Ram. I learned that. I thought I knew a lot about Ed. I did not realize he was in training camp with the Rams in 1996. Again, you can follow Ed on Twitter at EdSmithSpeaks, and a guy that I love being able to talk football with. One more break. We'll come back, and we will wrap up the Strike Zone Hour, but we still got a lot to get to between now and 8 o'clock. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Strike Zone on KMOX. Presented by Graybar. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
It is a special Strike Zone Hour of a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Again, as we've been telling you, the president is going to address the nation. He is scheduled to do that in about 6 minutes. So what's going to happen here is we're going to leave Sports Open Line during our normal top of the hour news period. That is going to be the address from President Biden. And then once that wraps up, we will be back and we will continue on with Sports Open Line until 8 o'clock. So we're not ending Sports Open Line, but we are temporarily pressing the pause button while we listen to President Biden. I have had a lot of people ask about what's Jordan Walker doing? What's Tink Hintz doing? Building the Future is sponsored by Graybar, your distributor for electrical and data communication needs. Not great for either one of these guys right now. Jordan Walker has had a terrible start to his July at Memphis. In the month of July, he is hitting 183. He does not have a home run, and he's got a 529 OPS, striking out about a third of the time. That's not a horrible number, but he's just not doing much of anything. 11 hits, 4 doubles in there. Again, no home runs. It's just It's not been good for him, and he is not driving the ball. He's not lifting the ball. The last time he hit a home run for Memphis was all the way back on June 28th. June was a little better when he had 242 average and a 761 OPS, but July has not been good for him. As far as Tink Hintz goes, in fact, I sent out a tweet today about what I talked about in the first segment today, what the Cardinals should do on these bullpen days, and somebody asked about Tink Hintz. Well, we haven't seen a lot of Tink Hintz lately. He's banged up. He's injured. Since May 30th, he has thrown a total of 3 innings over 2 appearances. That was on June 5th and June 23rd. So he has not pitched since June 23rd, which, look, he's got to get that innings pitched up. He has not thrown over 100 innings in a year, and it's not great that it doesn't look like he's going to get there again this year because of all this time that he has been out. What's on Deck is presented by Chesterfield Fence and Deck, the sign you have, the very best. Cardinals are off tomorrow. They are going to get back at it coming up on Friday when they match up against the Washington Nationals. Sonny Gray is going to be on the mound, 7:15 for first pitch, 6:20 for our pregame coverage. We're going to listen in to President Joe Biden address the nation in just a few minutes, and then back with Sports Open Line right after that. Don't go anywhere. This is KMOX.
Welcome back to the Strike Zone on KMOX. Presented by Graybar. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
It is a special Strike Zone hour of a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Again, as we've been telling you, the president is going to address the nation. He is scheduled to do that in about 6 minutes. So what's going to happen here is we're going to leave Sports Open Line during our normal top of the hour news period. That is going to be the address from President Biden. And then once that wraps up, we will be back and we will continue on with Sports Open Line until 8 o'clock. So we're not ending Sports Open Line, but we are temporarily pressing the pause button while we listen to President Biden. I have had a lot of people ask about what's Jordan Walker doing? What's Tink Hintz doing? Building the Future is sponsored by Graybar, your distributor for electrical and data communication needs. Not great for either one of these guys right now. Jordan Walker has had a terrible start to his July at Memphis. In the month of July, he is hitting 183. He does not have a home run, and he's got a 529 OPS, striking out about a third of the time. That's not a horrible number, but he's just not doing much of anything. 11 hits, four doubles in there. Again, no home runs. It's just It's not been good for him, and he is not driving the ball. He's not lifting the ball. The last time he hit a home run for Memphis was all the way back on June 28th. June was a little better when he had 242 average and a 761 OPS, but July has not been good for him. As far as Tink Hintz goes, in fact, I sent out a tweet today about what I talked about in the first segment today, what the Cardinals should do on these bullpen days, and somebody asked about Tink Hintz. Well, we haven't seen a lot of Tink Hintz lately. He's banged up. He's injured. Since May 30th, he has thrown a total of three innings over two appearances. That was on June 5th and June 23rd. So he has not pitched since June 23rd, which, look, he's got to get that innings pitched up. He has not thrown over 100 innings in a year, and it's not great that it doesn't look like he's going to get there again this year because of all this time that he has been out. What's on Deck is presented by Chesterfield Fence and Deck, the sign you have, the very best. Cardinals are off tomorrow. They are going to get back at it coming up on Friday when they match up against the Washington Nationals. Sonny Gray is going to be on the mound, 7:15 for first pitch, 6:20 for our pregame coverage. We're going to listen in to President Joe Biden address the nation in just a few minutes and then back with Sports Open Line right after that. Don't go anywhere. This is KMOX.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.